Live from NPR News, I'm Korva Coleman. In the past 10 days, the U.S. has recorded about 1 million new cases of the coronavirus. Hospitalizations have also jumped. NPR's Giles Snyder reports the spread of the pandemic has prompted leaders in different states to impose new restrictions.
Several states posted new record highs on Tuesday, including Wisconsin, where Governor Tony Evers has signed fresh executive orders urging residents to stay home. The Midwest remains a hard-hit region, but coronavirus infections are rising elsewhere. Maryland Governor Larry Hogan has announced new coronavirus rules, saying his state is reaching the danger zone.
NPR's Giles Snyder reporting. President-elect Joe Biden says President Trump's refusal to accept his loss in the election won't affect Biden's transition plans. And NPR's Franco Ordonez reports Biden is addressing the Trump campaign's efforts to stop him.
President-elect Joe Biden says he's not concerned about Trump's legal challenges and the Republicans who back him. He says nothing is going to stop his transition plans.
We're going to be moving along in a consistent manner, putting together our administration, the White House, and reviewing who we're going to pick for the cabinet positions.
The president-elect downplayed the idea of filing his own lawsuit in order to force the matter. He scolded Republicans for being intimidated by President Trump and chuckled when asked how he could work with Republican leaders who have yet to recognize him as president-elect. He said they will. Franco Ordonez, NPR News, Wilmington.
President Trump's campaign says it's filing a new lawsuit in Michigan. It seeks to stop the state from certifying its election results. The Associated Press has called Michigan for Joe Biden, who leads there by more than 150,000 votes. The Trump campaign has already lost a different lawsuit that tried to stop the final certification of votes, alleging fraud in Detroit. A judge dismissed that case, saying there was no evidence to back up the claim. After days with nothing on his public calendar, President Trump is expected to make a Veterans Day trip to Arlington National Cemetery today. NPR's Tamara Keith prepared this report.
President Trump has been tweeting, and there were the golf outings over the weekend. But the president's publicly released calendar has been remarkably devoid of, well, anything for days. He last spoke in public on Friday in a briefing room appearance announced at the last minute. He delivered a fusillade of false allegations about the election being stolen from him and didn't answer questions. But White House spokesman Judd Deere says Trump will mark Veterans Day by laying a wreath at Arlington National Cemetery. Trump continues to insist that he will win the election, despite President-elect Joe Biden holding substantial and growing leads in key states as the last remaining ballots are counted. Tamara Keith, NPR News.
This is NPR. The United Nations says about 6,000 people have fled Ethiopia into neighboring Sudan. They're trying to escape fighting between Ethiopian federal troops and fighters from the Tigray region. The UN warns Ethiopia and the neighboring region could be destabilized because as many as 200,000 people could flee into Sudan. The Prime Minister of Bahrain, one of the world's longest-serving prime ministers, has died at the age of 84. The state news agency reports Bahrain's king has announced an official week of mourning. Nada Homsi has more.
Prince Khalifa bin Salman Al Khalifa's long-held role as prime minister was characterized by the patronage and favors given based on loyalty to the Khalifa dynasty, which has ruled Bahrain for more than 200 years. Although given credit for modernizing Bahrain, for many, Prince Khalifa's premiership was represented by corruption and state repression. In 2011, when the Arab Spring protests swept through the Middle East, demonstrators in Bahrain protested over the chronic corruption allegations surrounding Prince Khalifa, among other things. Those demonstrations were soon crushed. Prince Khalifa had been suffering from unexplained health problems since at least 2015. State media says he had been receiving treatment at the Mayo Clinic in the United States. For NPR News, I'm Nada Homsi in Beirut.
The National Hurricane Center says Tropical Storm Eta is gaining strength in the Gulf of Mexico and is now a hurricane again. Top sustained winds are at 75 miles per hour. It's about 200 miles west of the Florida coast. Forecasters say Eta could double back on Florida later this week and make landfall as a tropical storm. This is NPR.